520 here on The Ticket.
And now, it's time for something highly mediocre. And with that, here he is, the host and star of the Snake Pit. Here he comes! Snake.
He gets close.
Bottom.
Good luck,
bottom.
He hit the post.
You sure did. That's good jockin',
man. I'm a DJ.
That is good jockin'. All right, time for Snake Pit
and hamburgers. So I took a little, weekend getaway with the family, which I don't really need to get into, but I do need to get into the travel portion of the excursion.
Why not the other? There's always good stories to tell there.
We had a really good time. And if anybody's looking for a kick-ass getaway down to the hill country, I can't recommend highly enough the old JW Marriott. It's awesome. Even if you don't have kids, it's awesome. Lots of good golf, too, Mike. Good golf.
Great.
Good golf.
Great. That's always a big bullet point.
Hill country golf with deer. So, the family drove down on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Down there to said hill country. I have to work, so in the afternoons typically, so I took a flight down there Friday evening to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. So I get on my flight Friday evening, very crowded flight.
Yes.
And I had a boarding pass that said that I was one of the last ones to board. So I get on there, there are very few seats available. I go to the very back of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit down on an aisle seat next to a woman.
All right, go ahead.
What are you doing?
I'm going to continue.
Yes.
And the woman appeared to be about, I would say, between, 55 and 65. And she had very short hair and looked like she played for another team.
Looked like a gal who might like to get her butch on.
Yeah. So I sit down, and she's reading a book, and I typically don't talk to anybody sitting next to me that I don't know.
Why don't you just sit down and kind of whack her on the leg like that and say, what's shaking, sister?
What's up?
Scissor me.
What's up, Susie?
She's reading a book, and at some point, she reaches over into her, and this is before the plane takes off. She's reaching over into her purse. She drops her book. It falls over my way. I reach down, I pick the book up,
mm-hmm.
I hand it back to her, I notice what the book was, and I was like, here you go. She's like, thank you. And I was like,
Tales of Sappho?
No. She was reading The Kite Runner, which I've read. I go, that's a great book. And she's like, oh, you've read this before. I was like, yeah, I read that a couple years ago. It's great. You need to read the follow-up, blah, blah, blah. And so we start talking.
Here is that you read a book.
First off, she said, as I handed her a book, she's like, oh, I could use a glass of wine, I'm like, yeah, well, it's Friday. Let's get it going, It's like, I need a drink, too.
Or.
So.
What time is this?
I don't know. 8.
In the morning?
No, p.m.
Okay.
You remember me?
Don't you remember? He left the show early the other day. Okay.
I thought you were driving.
Short-term memory, Danny. Why would I leave to drive?
I thought he left to go play golf. He had a tea time somewhere.
And don't even get on to me about anything regarding my memory, Mr. Wallet in the Yard.
Yeah, it's tough.
At least I remember things that are significant, not whether when you left the show.
I remember that.
I know where my wallet is.
So we start having a little conversation,
Mark, I know where my wallet is.
And she says, I have a couple of these drink passes. Would you like a drink? I was like, yeah, absolutely I would. Thank you very much. It's very nice. She's a bigger lady, and it was nice having a friend. I like the lesbians. It's well known. So we're going back and forth.
I've never heard that position stated before.
And I find out that she goes to NYU, or she went to NYU, and she was a philosophy major, and we're going on and having a grand old time, and we order our drinks, and our drinks come, and it's a short flight down to San Antonio. It's only, you know, about an hour, gate to gate. So we don't have a lot of time to catch up, but we get our first drink, and I noticed that the people on that poured me the drink, poured me a nice one, stiffy, if you will.
What did you have, a cocktail?
Yeah, I had a cocktail.
And she had wine?
Yeah, I believe I had Gentleman Jack, Danny. So I knock one back.
It's the mellower side of
and
Jack.
I hadn't had any dinner, and I'm just kind of free-flowing, and everything's loosey-goosey, and we're laughing and having... I have made a friend. And she was super nice. And then they come over, and they hand us the peanuts, and I was like, yeah, absolutely. Can I have two? Yes, you can have two, sir. She gets a couple, and I'm rifling through mine, and we're talking about a bunch of stuff, and she was wondering about... You know, the kids, and I'm showing her pictures of the kids. It's a very fast-forming relationship that we have here. And it sounds like it's a nightmare from your perspective.
I wouldn't have said two words to her.
Well,
I wouldn't have said one.
I didn't plan on it, but then the book dropped. And then our hands
let
touched.
Let her pick up her damn book.
I would have handed her a book and maybe said, there you go, or whatever. But
hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
I'd have picked up her book, flipped it to her in the air, and said, here, bitch.
God.
You wouldn't.
So insensitive.
Better that than getting drug into a whole thing with her like you're
It's life story. Back and forth. So this is very quick. We're only 15, 20 minutes into this, and I knock back my drink, and she's like, I have many of these drink coupons. I'm like, yeah, I'll have another. Sure, I'm taking a cab in to the joint, so I'm not driving or anything, so it's all good. Let's go. Bring on the drinks.
So how many did you have?
As the second one was approaching, and she grabbed her peanuts.
And?
And she's trying to open her peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell she's struggling, but we're talking while she's opening it. And I was like, you want me to open that for you? And she was like, no, I got it. And so I look over there and she opens it, barely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of looking at it laughing. And she kind of puts her index finger in there. She's like, yeah, the hole's big enough for one finger. To which I said, that's what she said. To which, lower the music. That's what you heard. After my that's what she said statement.
You said that's what she said. How did her countenance, did it change?
She looked at me like, who are you? And die. And so before she says anything, I go, I'm sorry. I go, that was untoward of me.
Cobra.
And she goes, I swear to God, don't talk to me. So here I am.
Oh, no.
20 minutes into an hour flight with my new best pal, and within 20 minutes,
the relationship is over.
The relationship has ended. And so when she says, don't talk to me, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm start to sweat. Because I'm on an airplane, and it's sold out, and I can't go anywhere.
Is there somebody on the other side of you hearing all this?
I'm on the aisle. She's in the middle, and there's someone next to her. I don't know what's going on over there.
Did they like your joke?
I don't think they were paying any attention. So I go, ma'am, I'm so, so sorry. You know, I didn't mean that. I was just joking around. I've had too much to drink. I start throwing out all these excuses. And she goes, maybe you didn't hear me. Don't talk to me.
Oh my God. You're in your 40s.
Yes.
And you got treated like a little kid.
Yes.
And you felt like one, didn't you?
Oh, I'm not kidding you. I didn't know what to do, first off. There's nothing you can do. There's nowhere you can go.
No.
She's told me twice.
To shut up.
Yes, and to not talk to her.
And you're already drinking on her dole.
Oh, yeah. So here come the drinks. Here comes round two, about 5 minutes later. Now, she offered to pay in the beginning for my drink. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. She has many of these coupons.
So is that offer now off the table?
And so the drinks come, and she holds up one coupon.
And you're fishing around for your credit card.
Oh, I'm fumbling around, like, yeah, trying to give the lady my credit card and all that, you know.
You didn't offer to pay for hers?
That's what I would have done.
Hers was free.
Well, I know, but to say, no, you keep your coupon. This one's on me. I'm sorry.
Just to make nice with her.
No, I didn't, no.
You didn't want to risk it for a third time?
No.
So the rest of the flight, you got, what, about a half an hour left on this thing?
Yeah, we got a half an hour left, and then...
And she just goes back to her book and doesn't say a word to you?
She goes back to her book, and about 15 minutes later, I couldn't take it. I just want you to know, I'm very, very sorry.
And?
She didn't even look at me. And I'm less than 6 inches from her face, and she won't even turn to say anything. It was horrible.
Well, where was she going whenever she said you can fit a finger in there? Look, you can fit, it's big enough for one finger.
That was her joke of, it's going to be hard. She should have said, well, this is, you know, I can't get any peanuts out of here.
It's only and big so enough she was, for one finger.
Yeah, so this hole's only big enough for one finger. That's what she said.
Yeah, so here comes
like a softball to me.
Here comes dirty Corby just trying to offend the senior citizens of the world.
Look, we were having
not everybody has a dirty mind like you.
She's a philosophy major,
right?
From NYU.
Yes, she is a well-respected, educated woman.
She's no doubt a lesbian. I thought maybe a little bit liberal, a little bit funny.
Lesbians generally go for that type of thing,
right? Right?
Yeah. But no, you screwed everything up, didn't you?
Dude.
Maybe she was doing a bit. She was just trying to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible.
Maybe all we'll right. have the audio next.
Yeah. No, it was...
You know what you should have done?
Oh, I can only imagine what I should have done. What should have I done?
After the cat was out of the bag on this and you tried to apologize about 3 times... Should have just leaned in there and kissed her.
So that was it? You got off the plane, she got off the plane, no words ever.
Never the twain
no
shall
meet.
No, I couldn't. No. I mean, it literally was, it took me all night to get over that too. Thinking that somewhere there is a woman that hates me. Now, there are many that hate me, but not because of that, not because of an innocuous little one-off sexual remark that I would make to anyone.
I guarantee you, women hear you do those every day, and they hate you for it.
Yeah. Well, nice going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice going.
Yeah. That's a... talk about feet and mouth moments.
And man, all you have to do, I mean, in situations like that, typically you're not on an airplane and you can just walk away and everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or they walk away. But no, I'm stuck next to her. Thank God we weren't going to Europe or something like that.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
8 more hours.
Oh, yeah.
You would have had to made friends after that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well.
It's quite a story.
Thank you.
All right, 5:34 here on the ticket.